"It should not be long now, my lady," Harris Mullen said. He had asked for the honour of protecting her in the battle to come. It was his right, as Winterfell's captain of guards, and Rob had not refused it to him. She had 30 men around her, charged to keep her unharmed, and see her safely home to Winterfell if the fighting went against them. Rob had wanted 50. Catelyn had insisted that 10 would be enough, that he would need every sword for the fight. They made their peace at 30, neither happy with it. "It will come when it comes," Catelyn told him. When it came, she knew it would mean death. Hal's death, perhaps, or hers, or Rob's. No one was safe. No life was certain. Catelyn was content to wait, to listen to the whispers in the woods and the faint music of the brook, to feel the warm wind in her hair. She was no stranger to waiting, after all. Her men had always made her wait. "Watch for me, little cat," her father would always tell her when he rode off to court or fair or battle. And she would, standing patiently on the battlements of River Run as the waters of the Red Fork and the Tumblestone flowed by. He did not always come when he said he would, and days would oftentimes pass as Catelyn stood her vigil, peering out between crenels and through arrow loops, until she caught a glimpse of Lord Huster and his old brown gelding trotting along the river shore towards the landing.